Speaking today with African Athletics.
Kim, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African Athletics. Some mic problems here, but we're going to get through these mic problems. Runners from neighboring Kenya and Ethiopia once again dominated the IAAF World Cross Country Championships, which were held over the weekend in China. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, has that story as well as other sports news.
Ethiopia slightly edged Kenya as the East African perennial rivals dominated the honors at the IAAF World Cross Country Championships in Guiyang, China on Saturday. 22-year-old Geoffrey Kamoror and Bedan Karoki Mushiri secured a 1-2 Kenyan triumph in the senior men's 12 kilometers as Ethiopian Mukhtar Edris placed third. Kenya won the team prize. Ethiopia is second and Bahrain third. Meanwhile, 19-year-old Kenyan Agnes Tirop triumphed in the senior women's 8 kilometers. Ethiopians Senbere Tefe and Net Gudeta followed. Ethiopia won the team prize, ending Kenya's five-time dominance. Kenya is second. Uganda, who placed third, clinched their first ever women's world cross-country medal. Earlier on, Ethiopian Yasin Haji won the junior men's 8 kilometers. Kenyans Geoffrey Korir and Alfred Ngeno followed. Kenya reclaimed the team title from second-placed Ethiopia as Eritrea placed third. Separately, Letsenbet Gidey led Dera Dida and Etagneg Woldu to a 1-2-3 Ethiopian medal podium sweep in the junior women's 6 kilometers. Ethiopia claimed the team honors. Kenya was second and Bahrain third. In football, hosts and African champions Ivory Coast drew 1-1 with Equatorial Guinea in a friendly match played in Abidjan on Sunday. Elsewhere, Zambia dismissed Rwanda 2-0. South Africa and Nigeria drew 1-1. Mozambique edged Botswana 2-1 as Tanzania and Malawi drew 1-1. In rugby, South Africa beat Samoa 26-5 in the bronze medal playoff as Kenya outplayed Japan 26-7 in the Shield final at the sixth leg of the IRB 7 series in Hong Kong, China on Sunday. South Africa lead the series standing with 110 points. Kenya is 12th with 32 points, while Zimbabwe is jointly 17th with 1 point. In cricket, Kenya beat Uganda by 78 runs. Ghana outplayed Tanzania by 58 runs, as Namibia prevailed over Botswana by 42 runs at the ICC Africa 2020 Championships in Benoni, South Africa on Sunday. Early on Saturday, Namibia beat Botswana by 81 runs. Ghana outplayed Tanzania by 5 runs, as Kenya dismissed Uganda by 8 runs. The Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Nichabulile.
Hola. Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Mark Ouma mentioned 19-year-old Kenyan Agnes Tirop winning the women's senior race at the IAAF World Cross Country Championships. Agnes's gold marked the 300th medal Kenya has won over the years at the World Cross Country Championships, which gives you a pretty good idea how dominant the country has been. Kenya also celebrated a victory over the weekend at the Prague Half Marathon in the Czech Republic, and the energetic Andy Edwards caught up with the winner. Here's Andy.
We're talking with Daniel Wanjiru, who's won the Sportissimo Prague Half Marathon. He's run 59:51, and in February this year, he was a very good performer in Ras Al Khaimah as well, finishing second. Daniel, how pleased are you with today's run?
I think today I have done good race, but although it was very competitive race, and also the wind was against us, so it was not an easy race as you saw, but everybody was in good shape, and it was like a championship to me, and to win this race of Prague, it's a good chance for me in this year, yeah.
Leonard Comon was third. Now, he's the world record holder at 10K on the road. Did you think he would be your biggest rival, your most dangerous rival?
Always, everybody was thinking about that. But, you know, last day it depends with body, the way to respond. So, for me, After 15K, I saw we were in big group, and to this, I was very courage.
You looked like you were running with confidence. Is that how it felt?
Yes, I was very confident because I had done my good training, so I was not failing, and I was aware that when we reach 17K, I will assist up to finish. Yeah.
You've run for the marathon just outside 2:08. These solid, consistent performances at half marathon, do they tell you that you can run a lot faster at the marathon distance?
Yes, to me, I hope to run faster than 2:08 in marathon. Maybe in second season of the year, which is autumn season, and hope to improve my time in marathon. Yeah.
And just lastly, what's next on the schedule for you? Is it going back to Kenya training, or do you have other races on the schedule?
Yeah, from this list, I'm going back to Kenya and continue with my training. Then I follow the schedule of the season, maybe to do another half marathon or 10K. Yeah.
You certainly look strong today in winning the Sportissimo Prague Half Marathon. Daniel Wanjiru of Kenya, many congratulations. Thank you, Daniel.
Welcome, sir.
And thank you, energetic Andy Edwards, for that interview with Prague Half Marathon champion Daniel Wanjiru of Kenya. Joining us now with more African football news is the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi.
Good evening, Africa. Moussa Konaté scored twice after coming on as his second half substitute to lead Senegal to a 2-1 triumph over Ghana in a football friendly played in France on Saturday. The Swiss-based striker was on target in the 67th minute, and he doubled the advantage for Senegal 9 minutes later. Richmond Bouachi pulled one back with 8 minutes remaining, but Senegal held out for victory in its first game under new coach Aliou Cissé. Senegal also beat his West African rival 2-1 at the African Nations Cup in Equatorial Guinea in January. But Ghana went on to reach the final, while Senegal was bundled out in the first round. Earlier in the week, Nigeria's national football team, the Super Eagles, was dealt an embarrassing 1-0 defeat by the Cranes of Uganda in another international friendly in the southern city of Uyo. Faruku Miya scored the goal off a deflection by Akim Latifu in the 80th minute. That goal spoiled the party for Nigerian goalkeeper and captain Vincent Nyama, who became only the second Nigerian to win 100 caps. Nyama, who is 32, is the fourth African goalkeeper to win 100 caps. The other three before him are from Egypt: Essam El Hadari, Nadal El Sayed, and Ahmed Shuber. After the match, Nigeria's caretaker coach Daniel Amokachi shrugged off the defeat.
Football is always cruel. You know, you play well and at the end of the day you lose games, but that's the beautiful thing about football. We just have to keep loving it and keep going and keep striding. You know, we've seen a lot of good things and a lot of bad things, and I think the more of good things than bad things, and definitely the worst part is losing a game. And we've seen players that can move Nigerian forward. We've seen players that came in the second half and they probably didn't give enough, you know, to stride the team forward.
That was Daniel Amokachi, Nigeria's caretaker coach, speaking after his team lost to Uganda in an international friendly. For his part, Ugandan coach Milutin Sredojevic hailed his team for beating the Super Eagles, whom he called champions.
Both teams this year today capped new players, fresh blood. I don't want to be overexcited with the result, but to be sincere, it's not easy to come in the nest of champions against the country that has huge tradition. You are not by accident calling yourself kings of African soccer, and we have really played against a very good team.
That was Ugandan coach Milutin Sredojevic speaking after his team beat Nigeria 1-0. Here now are the results of other friendlies: Gabon 4, Mali 3, Swaziland 1, South Africa 3, Burundi 2, Mauritius 2, Botswana 2, Lesotho 0, Qatar 1, Algeria 0, Ivory Coast 2, Angola 0, Egypt 2, Equatorial Guinea 0. And from Cairo comes the report that the draws for the qualifiers for the fourth edition of the African Nations Championship will be held on April 5th at the CAF headquarters in the Egyptian capital. 42 teams are expected to take part in the draw for the tournament to be hosted by Rwanda in 2016. The qualifiers will start from the weekend of June 19th to 21st and run through August 28th to 30th, 2015. At the end, 15 teams will emerge to join host Rwanda for the final tournament, scheduled from January 16th to February 7th, 2016. The African Nations Championship is designed exclusively for footballers playing in their domestic leagues. The past winners are the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2009, Tunisia in 2011, and Libya in 2014. Finally, a top club in Finland, KUPS, has signed American midfielder Freddy Adu. The club announced the signing of Adu on Saturday. Adu, who is 25, became the youngest athlete to sign a professional contract in the United States when he was selected by DC United in the Major League Soccer draft at the age of 14. Adu, who was born in Ghana, was once touted as the brightest young talent in U.S. soccer, but he never delivered on the promise that led him to be compared with Pele in his youth. He arrives in Finland after an unsuccessful stint with Jagodina in Serbia. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. Finally, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Australia, which beat New Zealand by 7 wickets to win its record 5th Cricket World Cup title. And speaking of records, the match at Melbourne Cricket Ground was played in front of more than 93,000 fans, a record crowd for a cricket match in Australia. It was the culmination of a tournament that began February 14th and included African neighbors South Africa.